Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, darn sexy people. Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's such a glorious, amazing morning out here in Woodland Hills, California. The sun's shining and the birds are singing and I'm happy. Can you get that over the airwaves? How happy I am. First of all, boy, do I have some information for you today. And second of all, I want you to know that last week was my 400th show of Conscious Creation. Woohoo and yippee. And you've been a part of it. And thanks for the ride. Thanks for coming along. Thanks for expanding it. How exciting is that? Stephen texted me after the show and he went, OMG, when did that happen? But I sure am glad it did. So another reason to celebrate today. So, you know, we have an important webinar coming up this Wednesday, the 18th. I know you didn't have very much time in between because I don't just create something, guys, for the sake of it. I wait to get the information about what's important and what's up for everybody and where we should go. And it was literally, you've got to talk about alignment because everybody says, get in alignment. You have to be in alignment. Make sure you're in alignment. But nobody really understands what that means, Dee. So that's what it's on. And if you keep asking how you can create or why you're not creating what you want or how can you create more of what you want, know that the answer is to be in alignment. So we're going to talk about a few things. They've given me six major things here, one of which I really want to address today because you could start with it now. But that's this Wednesday from 7 to 9. You go to iamdwallace.com and you can sign up right on the homepage. Or if you get the e-blast, which my God, I hope most of you are getting the e-blast, there's a link you can just sign up from the e-blast. Okay, so one of the biggest things you can do to bring yourself in alignment, breathe. We don't breathe deeply and consciously enough. Now, don't be rolling your eyes going, well, that's too simple, because wait till you hear this information. So the reason you want to breathe is that, okay, breathe deeply, they're correcting me, is because it literally puts you into the rhythm with all energy. You know, they've discovered, they discovered a long time ago, but they've just figured out why. If, say, a clockmaker has a lot of clocks in one room with pendulums, ultimately they will literally start talking to themselves through the sound, communicate with each other, and start swinging in synchronicity. A lot of you have heard, and it's true, that when women get together and live together, their menstrual cycle starts becoming synchronized. That's energy communicating with other energy. So literally, on the clocks, the sound transfers energy between the clocks and eventually causes the pendulums to synchronize because they are communicating with each other. The breath, your breath, have you ever heard the breath of life, right? Your breath communicates between your cells, communicates with the water. We're all 80% water. Our brains are 80% water. Communicates with universal energy, interdimensional energy. And so periodically, over the course of a day, if you can consciously, you know, 3 or 4 breaths of deep breathing a day, and I would use the mantra that they gave us for the creation of everything, I am the light of love. But literally, your breath is then electromagnetic signal that is communicating out interdimensionally and back again. So it's another piece of information they're explaining to us around the basic information that they gave us over the years. This is another reason or another tool to really exponentially work with the ionosphere and beyond and back again. So if we want to be in alignment, the more we can get our breath in alignment with all energy, the more we create. The easier we create, the more energy is working with us to create. I mean, what's frustrating to me as a teacher is to work with people and give them the information, and then they turn against themselves by thinking it's so easy that they're not going to do it. I think that's probably my biggest frustration with myself and with all the people I work with. There's always that, yeah, but there's got to be something else. They want you to know there's nothing else but you and understanding how it works. That's it. And that's what we're doing here in this community. Okay. There's also the integration of the whole brain. I'm not going to go into that today, because it's pretty complex, so we'll do that on the webinar. One of the other things, simple things they want to give you is if you are in alignment with something, you are happy about the thing you are wanting to create. You're not waiting to create the thing so that you can be happy, because that is not being in alignment with the creation of it. Okay, can I go to the calls now? All right, Chris, we're going to start with you because that's one of your big things, actually, what I just talked about. Hi, honey.
Hey, Dee, thanks for taking my call. It's great to be on the call today. And congratulations on your 400th show.
Thank you. We rock. Oh, yeah. So what's your question, my darling? Because last time I talked to you, everything was going really well.
Well, my big question is something, and we've been living in the same house for 4 years. And
I've been living in the same house for 40 years.
Well, we really love it here, and we would like, the opportunity has come up for us to buy this house.
Yippee.
Because the owners, the landlords, they're really cool people, but they want to sell it. And they said, we'd like to give you the opportunity to buy it first before we put it on the market. So if we're going to buy this house, we've really got to get into alignment and do some creating, you know, create the financial, create the finances to buy this house.
Okay, and the first thing you have to do to create anything is get into alignment, guys. It's probably, if not one of the most important subjects we've ever addressed. So right off the bat, Chris, they're saying, you're just not happy about it. You're looking at it. I mean, there's an element of happiness in there about the possibility, but then there's also the, oh my God, how am I ever going to do this? And how am I going to get the money together? And, you know, that takes you out of alignment, sweetheart.
Well, right. I mean, I totally get you on that. And there's definitely some truth to that. So I'm working on getting to alignment in it. And when I really think about, wow, wouldn't it be nice to buy this house? Because we were reading, like, we pulled out the book the other day, the Jerry and Esther Hicks book. I forget the name of the book. Asking It Is Given. And in there it says, you know, if you want to create something, they say it'd be like, well, wouldn't it be nice if?
Well, that's where, look, guys, that's where people that aren't trained as well as you are start. You're way past that. You know, people who don't know anything about the creation process, that's a good place to start, because if they started where we are, they wouldn't be able to accept it.
Okay. Well, basically, I know that I've got to get more into alignment with it, and so does Vicky. But basically, I'm asking if the channel has more information on, like, more grounded, like, steps to take in the physical world to create the finances to buy this home.
Not before you get into alignment. Guys, this is why this is so important. This is what most of us do. We want to jump to the action before we're in alignment to create and receive the reaction. The biggest thing you can do right now, Chris, to answer your question, the biggest thing right now that you two can do is sit and imagine owning this house and celebrating the day you sign the papers.
Right, just keep visualizing that.
But it's really getting the emotional feeling behind it. And that's what they mean by, wouldn't it be nice if?
Exactly.
So,
I know.
If you're an actor, that's what we do every time we work, is we commit to the reality that there's a werewolf there, or a murderer coming after us, or we create the reality that we've already won the lotto, right? And our characters and everything they go through, that's what they're talking about. Go in and play pretend, because, and you can research this, guys, the people in the Olympics and everything, your body and your brain doesn't know between the difference between pretending and imagining it and actually living it.
Well, Olympic athletes have been using that technique to train for years.
And you haven't. And that's my point.
I haven't?
You haven't consistently used that. None of
How can I more consistently use that technique? Like, How am I holding myself back from more consistently visualizing what I want to create?
So you're telling me every single day you sit down and visualize all the things that you want like you already have them. You do that every day, Chris? Because they do.
I don't do it every day, no.
Okay, well, start there.
Time of day for me to do that stuff? Should I do it
matter.
Like in the morning, first thing?
Doesn't matter. Whenever it's good for you. Whenever time-wise you know you're going to be able to commit to it, even if it's setting the alarm for 15 minutes earlier.
Right.
You know, right now I'm doing a whole brain training thing. It goes on for 6 months. You've got to do it a half hour every day. That's a commitment. But it's worth it to me. It's worth it to me to get up a half an hour earlier, even if I have to be on the set at 6 a.m. I have committed to this brain thing. So that's number two. Have they? No. You have not committed to buying this house. Let me see if maybe we can raise the money to do this. The commitment comes first.
Right.
I am an actor. I am going to make my living as an actor. I have to say that before I can be that. I have to commit to what I want. Do you understand?
Right.
Okay.
Committed to it, but I'm committed to it. And I want to create the money to buy this house. In a way that's in alignment with my values.
No. You want to be in alignment with buying the house and then get all of that. See, guys, if you can get this, that's why this webinar is so important. We want to go out and start doing and hurry the process before we're in alignment. And then the process either doesn't happen or it happens in a more limiting way than we had wanted.
So basically my job right now is to get into alignment and make the commitment.
Yes. Be happy, commit, visualize like it's already done. Okay. And then say, okay, universe, I'm ready. Okay, brain, I'm ready. And it's the same thing, by the way. You talk to your brain. You talk to the universe, it's the same thing. Ramtha says, when you use your whole brain, you're God. Which means you have the power of the creation. Because we know we're God already. But right now, most of us are being the gods of us that are defining ourselves as lesser than the God that can create the money in any way possible. You don't care, guys. You don't care. You don't care if you win the lotto. You don't care if somebody leaves it to you. You don't care if you find it and the police say, keep it. You see, all the possibilities are open to you. So don't narrow them down. Okay? All right, baby. That's where you want to start. Okay?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you bet, sweetie. I would seriously consider joining us Wednesday if you can, Chris. Thank you.
Oh, we're definitely gonna join you. Okay.
Good, because I think
have a wonderful.
Guys, I think this may be a big key as to why a lot of us are not. I teach it 24/7, but I realized I hadn't been living it 24/7, and now that I am, I can't tell you it. My life is just so easy and effortless, and it's crazy. It's crazy to watch. But, see, you've got to have the faith to just take my word, take the channel's word, take God's word, take Abraham Hicks' word. You got to have the faith and put your whole self in. And then the universe can respond. All right, baby. Thank you, Chris. My love to Vicky.
Thank you, Dee. You have a wonderful day. We love you.
I love you, too. I am creating a wonderful day. Mary in South Carolina, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are
Hi,
you?
Sweeting. I'm good. What's up?
I know you are, and congratulations, baby.
Yeah,
I feel like
thank
I was
you.
There for 399 of them.
I think you were, Mary.
I'm claiming it anyway.
I think you were, baby.
I had something I wanted to share with you. This happened to me just a week or so ago. I went down to the grocery store, little neighborhood store, and this lady was in there. It was late at night, and she was one of the tellers, or whatever they call them, clerks. And as we were checking out, she started kind of talking to me and asked how long I'd been down there, and just that. She said, well, I have two sons, and I have a husband, but he passed. And then he came back. I looked at her, and I went, oh, really? Because I was about to say, I'm so sorry, you know.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, he did. He crossed over, and he got to the other side, and he was told by someone over there that knew him. So-and-so, it's not your time yet. She pushed him on the head and sent him back. Now, she
yep.
said, we're strict Catholics prior to this. And I said, how are you now? I couldn't help it. And she goes, well, I'll tell you, it's changed our lives so completely. My husband will say to me, I'm not afraid of dying anymore.
That's exactly what my husband said, Christopher.
I know.
Because, you know, he started to go through the tunnel.
Yeah, that's what he said. Started to go through the tunnel.
And he even told Gabrielle before, he
mm-hmm.
said, Daddy's not ever afraid of dying, honey, because I've been there.
Yeah.
And it's the most beautiful thing I ever experienced. That's how he described it to us.
Yeah. So this lady said, I said, well, how do you feel about it now? And she goes, well, what we do now is we just tell our story to whomever, whenever the opportunity, but we don't push, we don't anything. We're just sort of like sharing this beautiful story. And it was just, I was just had tears rolling down my face. It was so beautiful.
Yep.
And I said, well, I have a teacher that I work with, and I told him your name, and this is exactly what she's already gone through with her husband, and this is what she teaches so much around this. We don't need to have the fear we have, and there's so much fear in the world right now, and that's what she said, too. I'm just trying to put my little piece of happiness out there for those who
wow.
Just seem so, yeah. And I just had to share that with you.
Yeah. God bless her. I think I shared with you all on Easter the guy that picked up my
yeah.
bill at
yeah.
CVS. See, and how much they touched our lives. Those little acts of kindness. Look for what you can do every day, guys,
right.
to pass
That's
that
right.
on.
Yeah, because you just don't know. It might be just one tiny word or even just a smile. And it completely changes it for someone.
I had about a 5-minute conversation a year ago at one of these sci-fi conventions with a young man who was a vendor there about life and creation and all that. And he stopped me when I was back a couple of weeks ago. He said, Dee, I don't even remember if you remember the conversation we had. It only lasted about 5 minutes. I want you to know it changed my life.
No, I'm sure
and,
it did.
You know, and you all have the ability and the calling to do that. So look where you can give, guys, because that's a beautiful way of bringing yourself into alignment and joy.
Boy,
the more you
is
give.
It ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Love. Beautiful story, Mary. And how are you and your husband? I want to know. Well, the channel wants to know.
We're doing much better.
Good.
Although he's got both of his knees, and we've gone to the body book, and we've done some work with it, and he's going to the specialist on Friday.
Walk forward. Tell
yep.
him to walk. You know, he's just fighting himself. He wants to believe all this, but he fights himself. Mary.
Oh, yes. We've
you
talked
know?
More about it than ever.
Yep. He's got to,
so
I mean, obviously,
progress.
He's got to take care of himself physically on this plane. But he's mm-hmm. also got to start working with his I Am presence. And
yeah.
that's the big message, guys. You
yeah.
know,
oh,
what
yeah.
you have
Thank
to
you.
Do on this mm-hmm. plane, but you start working with your I Am presence and building up that muscle of faith.
Exactly.
In
that's
yeah.
what I was trying to explain to him yesterday. I said, look, we know you're going to go to the doctor and do what is necessary once you find out how bad they are or whatever. But you need to have the energetic part of it worked out as well, or it just isn't going to come together.
Or it's a Band-Aid, basically.
Yeah, or it's a Band-Aid, yeah. yeah.
He's so, getting there,
yeah,
Mary.
We're getting there. So thanks
yeah.
for asking about that.
Yeah,
it means
you
a lot.
For sure. Much love to
I
you,
love
Minnie.
You. Love you, Tony.
Mm. All right, Miss Maria in San Francisco, you're on.
Good morning. Thank you so very much.
Good morning.
I'm trying to figure out what to ask. So I've called before and I've mentioned problems with my relationship with my siblings. There's been two separate incidents in this last week that really verified my need to move. I've been trying to work on my finances and my health considerably, and I think I feel of late that I've been doing that, but I still need to clarify a few things. I'm trying to figure out how to get that balance so I can then
yeah,
decide.
You're really not. Yeah, you're not in alignment with moving, Maria. So, again, what do you need to do to bring yourself into alignment? One, two. See, it doesn't make sense to you, they're saying. It doesn't make sense to you right now that you can create this and receive this the way that you want it. And what they're inviting everyone to accept is that creation doesn't have to make sense. Usually, the greatest creation doesn't make sense. So if you sit down and go, well, I just don't know how this is going to be possible. I don't know how to start it. All of that is going to tell your brain, find me how I cannot do this. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So I am ready and I am willing and I am able to know that this move and my freedom makes sense. Bring me in all the possibilities where I can see that this makes sense. Because until you ask that, right now you're shutting yourself off from seeing the possibilities because you don't think it makes sense in your life from all the past stuff that you have experienced that you're going to be able to create this. So you have to have the faith to know that when you ask, you receive, and you have to ask knowing that it's possible. Literally, the channel is saying right now, you don't want to have things make sense, guys. Making sense is a limitation. And that's the biggest thing for you to do right now, Maria, for you to get yourself into alignment with this move. And what you're wanting, honey, is to create your freedom. That's the ultimate goal, right?
Yeah.
Maria?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. You can do this, but don't lock yourself down with logistics and logical thinking. Start saying, how can I? What?
Well, I didn't have credit, and now I kind of have credit, but then it dipped, and then I didn't have the finances, and now I do, but I didn't know where I'm supposed to go. That would be better.
Okay, then start saying, guys, I'm going to knuckle us over the head till we get this. You start saying then, I know exactly where to go. It's revealed to me easily. The move is easy. My freedom is easy. breathe into that using the information they gave us at the beginning. Use your breath of life, okay? Deep breathe into, I create my freedom easily. And then be aware when the answers come. And they come, Maria, they come.
Okay.
All right, start there. See, can you hear in your voice, because we can, the doubt? Okay. See, and that's the very thing that's holding you back from creating what you want. Okay, I'm doing this. I got it, Dee. Woohoo! I'm on it. Let's go. That's where you want to be in alignment with creating this move. All
I
right,
do
baby.
Get that. It just
all
brings
right.
up all the questions about my health and the spasms and convulsions getting worse.
Yeah, but Maria, that is how you turn against yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You go, okay, I'm committed, but what about this, mm-hmm. and what about this, and what about this, and then you mentally mind screw yourself out of your power, and then you got to start all over again.
Yeah.
You got to stay in your knowing, which is why they want you. See, when I say you opened your heart, you opened your chakras, you aligned your heart line this morning, I get a no. So they keep telling y'all what to do, but you got to do it in order to stay in alignment so you can be powerful enough to bring in what you want. All right, baby, you can do this.
Okay. Thank you.
You can do this. You bet. All right, we're going to Melanie in Texas. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Boy, I always get so much out of listening to you. Just listening to other calls is so—it's like you're talking to me too. So
you know, I hear that all the time, and like the clocks in the room, we all start vibrating together around the same issues. It's interesting, isn't it?
It really is. I swear, I the last time I listened, it was like everybody was asking my question. And it was like we were all on the same page. It was just really something.
Yeah, and the webinars are off the charts that way because we're really coming together around focus, a focused issue.
Yes.
And every single webinar, we just keep going, oh, my God, I never understood it like that before. So, good. I'm glad, sweetheart. What's your question?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of feeling like there was a theme because I'm listening to other people and going, wow, that's, blocking myself and stuff like that. I feel like I'm doing that, and it's
well,
that's really speaking
all, Melanie,
to me.
We're all doing that, and that's what we're here to learn, that we don't have to block ourselves from the power of who we are, ever.
Yeah.
So when we get all of ourselves into alignment, then the energy really moves.
Yeah.
So where do you think you're blocking yourself?
Well, this has been on my mind a lot lately. And again, it was sort of stuff I feel like I'm kind of hearing on other people is, you know, we're all sort of starting, we're all in the same place, but we all got there a little differently and we all start with, I mean, we're all trying to do this with a little different baggage, and I feel like I don't want to be a person that makes excuses or does that but thing that you're talking about, but I feel like I'm thinking all the time, gosh, I have started at such a detriment in terms of being able to do positive thinking. My whole upbringing and everything was just so contrary to that, and
Melanie,
the messages given.
you and 3/4 of the people that are introduced to this work. So, my question to you is, do you want to keep defining yourself from the past, or do you want to start defining yourself the way you want it right now? Because the past does not create the reality of now in any way.
Yeah.
Unless, like you, you keep defining yourself as less because of the past. So if I keep saying, oh, I'm such a victim, my dad was an alcoholic and he shot himself through the head and blah, 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 and look at, you know, look at my past. I mean, no wonder I don't have any power. Okay, I'm never, ever going to move out of that. So that's the first thing you've got to do is let go of all that definition of you and drop your story and go, it doesn't matter. And it doesn't, I'm telling you all, it doesn't matter. What matters is, what are you doing in this moment right now? Okay?
Yeah. I so know that that's true. And whenever I have, you know, successfully felt like I'm doing what you're talking about, it does pay off.
Yeah.
It's maintaining it, but it's so hard.
Okay, well then, again, maintaining all of this is easy for me. That's what you want to tell your brain. If you keep saying maintaining it's hard, it will always be hard, Melanie. Do you understand? Get this concept, guys. Say only what you want. Define yourself only as the powerful person that you are. And then you watch the energy shift. It's bloody. Even Gabrielle, my daughter, said to me, my God, Mom, it is amazing, you know, to watch the work when you do it. Okay, so that's where you're falling out in your alignment. So consistency is easy. Just conscious. That's why it's called conscious creation, Melanie. Okay. All right, sweetheart. Go do it now.
Okay.
No more buts. Our butts are big enough. No more butts.
Yeah.
Okay.
No more butts.
Love
All
you.
Right.
Bye bye.
Thank you, man. Bye.
Davina in Colorado, you're on.
Yay!
You're
darn sexy, awesome, and you rock.
And yes, I am. I accept that. And back at you.
All right, I'll take it too. Well, the question I have is, I am moving from the Rocky Mountain National Park area to Acadia National Park area into an apartment with like eight other strangers. And so I was wondering what, you know, the source is saying as any guidance or help on how to make that a wonderful, awesome experience.
Love. Love is the first thing that came in. And they want you to start loving those people before you even meet them, before you even get there.
So just put that out there instead of, like, so many of us thinking the worst, these are going to be whatever, is like, you know, put out there that they're wonderful, they're love, they're pure love, and create from that aspect.
You love them.
Okay.
So again, how do I see myself? I see myself as loving these people. How do I see the world? I see the world as giving me beautiful people to experience and live with. And how do I see the world seeing me? I see these people as seeing me as a beautiful soul that they want to incorporate and share with and share love with and respect. Respect's a big one for you, the channel is saying. So see the world as a world that respects you, sweetheart. And they will. And remember that people come together in relationships, guys, to work on and share the same issue many times from opposite points of view. So the biggest issue, you know, just any entity comes together to share like energy. So just like what we've been talking about with us on the show, people in an apartment, small apartment complex like you're talking about, where you share the space with six or seven or eight people, they come together around one or two core issues. So let's get what that is so that you will be aware of that when you move into the space. Sheets, book, give me a song, please.
Over the Rainbow.
Okay. So right now, they're coming together to understand. They're kind of waiting. They don't understand that creation happens now, not over the rainbow somewhere, you know, and that they can do it. So you're going to be a catalyst there, Davina. You're going to be a model, information sharer with them, because they want this information. That's the highest understanding, yes. The second thing is sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
True Grit.
True Grit, yeah. Okay, so they're showing me a dog. You know how a dog gets one of those pull toys and loves to pull against it with you?
Yep.
You know? They kind of think that's what life is about, that they have to bear down and hold that bone in order to get through life, right? They've got to have a lot of grit to make it, right? You know, life can be very easy. Creation can be very easy. And all of you guys are coming together, and there will be one person there that channels saying, I believe it's a female or a female energy that really has a concept of this that you're going to share things with and learn from each other. So kind of be on the lookout for that person. It can be an incredibly joyous experience for you, the channel says. It's your choice. Oh, okay. So they're showing me my mom. And I know the story they want me to tell you. I promised my mom that she would never have to go into a retirement home. Now, because of decisions she made that I fought against, but, you know, you can't create for another person, that's where she ended up. And my heart was just grieving, and I called her the day that she was supposed to go into the retirement thing, and I said, Mommy, how's your room? And she said, oh, it's beautiful, Dee Dee. It's just beautiful, and my roommate is just the sweetest. I just love her. And I said, well, Mommy, I'm so happy to hear that. What color is your room? She said, well, honey, I'm not there yet. I'm not in my room yet. I said, well, but you just said you loved your room and you loved your roommate. And she said, yes, sweetheart, because I've decided I have. Makes me want to cry every time I tell that story. How wise my mother was. That she knew what she's saying is, look, whatever experience I have here is up to me. So even before I have the experience, I have decided I'm going to love this experience. And that's what her gift is to you all today. Know that it's going to be the beautiful experience you want. Take that part of you into it. And so it is. Okay, Davina?
Is there any more like information about the job itself that would be beneficial?
Give me another song.
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Okay. Remember that many of these people are children that have not been taught yet the innocence of this work. So love them and nurture them as you would a child. That's the highest understanding. Does that make sense? I don't know what you're doing. Does that make sense?
Well, I'll be working with all ages, but yeah, it'll be a lot of 20-somethings in there that are probably new to the whole situation and, you know, how to live on their own or, you know, cohabitate with people. And
yeah, you know. Because, you see, what we would call, oh, they've got such an attitude,
mm-hmm.
right, is really them trying to learn and understand, just like, look at all of them as a baby who's trying to walk. And love them unconditionally and support them in their power. Okay? Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you. You rock.
I love you. All righty. Let me see here. Susan, you had something special you wanted to share?
Dee, my life is so awesome. I love you. And I met somebody.
Woohoo.
And I think this may be it.
Well, I'm glad you've created that because you've been playing around with the creation of that for some time. And I can hear the joy in your voice. And when I say there's any information the channel wants to give you about it, I get a no.
Oh, okay.
You
well,
know, just yippee and keep your eyes open and make sure that all the decisions you make are the highest decisions for you.
Exactly. And yesterday was a phenomenal day as far as breathing. I went to my first sweat in this century. Awesome experience. For a,
wow.
To go to a sweat for a sweat lodge at the Indian reservation. Incredible people. I met some beautiful spiritual people. Things are just so amazing. I mean, every single day I start off with aligning my chakras and my horror line, and every day is a miracle. Every day is a miracle. My
yes,
life
ma'am.
Is incredible.
Well, and I want you to hear. And forgive me, well, it's the channel. I'll blame it on the channel for being so blunt, Susan. Susan, when she started with this work, was one of the biggest victims on the line. Wouldn't you agree with that, Susan?
Yes, I was definitely down. I was rock bottom.
Yeah,
rock bottom.
You were, baby. So I am more than thrilled for you. I just love hearing this joy in your voice. So woohoo! And yippee.
Oh, and this man that I met, I swear, it was like immediate recognition. He looked like family. I'm like, and he's an artist and a poet. Oh, my God. I am so excited.
And is he
and
taking
I'm,
care of you, Susan?
Well, we just met. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to take it slow and easy. I'm not going to, you know, plunge ahead fast.
Oh,
I'm
go just, have fun. Just have fun.
I am definitely having fun. My life is incredible, Dee. I love you so much for everything that you've given to me. You have no idea how much appreciation I have for you.
I accept that, Susan. And you're the creator of you. I brought the information. You did something with your energy about it. So it's a great team, wouldn't you say, baby? And I appreciate
Absolutely.
It. and I love you, and just go have a lot of fun with this guy.
The biggest, wonderful, most wonderful thing that you taught me to do was I love myself.
You bet. It's the core of everything, guys. Did you hear? I love myself. The more you can love yourself, the more response the universe gives you. Great, Susan. Thank you, darling, for letting us know.
Oh, you're welcome. And,
bye-bye.
And congratulations on your 400th show and 401 now. Yay!
Unbelievable, isn't it? Thank you, baby.
You go, girl.
All righty, Jessica in New Jersey. Whoops, didn't get you on there. There you are.
Hi,
sweetheart.
Hi. Hey, thanks for taking my phone call. I wasn't sure I was going to get on today. So I think this is the theme of the show about commitment, because I am building my business, and I really want to be making full-time pay doing it. And I've been thinking, how can I be more committed to – because I think I am pretty committed, but I think there's probably always another step, because then the money would be rolling in, or that's just an assumption I'm making. With that said, I also want to get a part-time job, because I don't want to put pressure on, you know, the building of the business.
Okay. Just stop, because we're into a private session already. You brought up so many things. So basically, what is the one question you want an answer to? How you can make more money, how you can find a part-time job. What's the one question?
Money and my, yeah, more money. Let's do that.
Okay. So, again, when I say you feel joy and love and fun around money, it goes to no. So, guys, whatever you want to create, if you are going to be in alignment, you have to love what you want to create before you create it. So right now, there's kind of a, oh, God, how am I going to create this? Money, and I need some more money. That,
okay.
You see, if that's, look at it as you would a relationship with a guy. Is that guy going to want to come date you when you're going, oh, God, I've got to find a guy? Probably
right.
Not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the energy of money wants you to love the energy of money. And then the money will find you. So the first thing you need to do to get into alignment with loving money, I'm going right to your dad when you were a very little girl, like around 3 years old. He modeled for you that it's not possible. That's the highest. Those are the highest words. It's not possible to make the money I want. So talk to me about that. Is that true?
For him to make the money or for me to make the money?
Well,
him.
At 3 years old, it would be him. Yes.
It's weird that he has that, because my parents really rose. They're really wealthy now, actually. But so I don't know. I was
We're talking
when
about
they
when
made
you were
no
3 years old.
Yeah.
When you're 3 years old.
I think he was working in a shoe store. Yeah, I think he was working in retail, probably a job he didn't like.
I get a yes on that. Okay. So can you work with your little girl to go, look, this is your experience when we were very little, but look where they are now. That's the possibility.
Ooh.
You want to
yeah,
see.
Yeah, it feels good. Yeah,
okay.
It felt like a huge expansion came over.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
How did you said to love the energy of money. If I feel a little question mark around that, how do I tap into the energy of money?
Go to your love place. I've taught all of you to go to your love place. Do you have one?
I don't know what that is. I'm going to have to listen. I don't listen to consistently.
Okay. It's a place that instantaneously opens your heart. I go right to my dog. My heart's
yes.
open.
Okay.
So
okay.
If you have a pet that you love, a baby,
yep.
a beautiful rainbow. Okay, you got it, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to go there right now and feel the expansion, how your heart opens, that love that instantaneously comes up when you go to your place.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, just see a whole bunch of money. You're playing in a whole pile of money going, I love money, and throw it up in the air. I love money.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you see that exercise, that willingness to choose to go there. My God, you can do that on a bus, on the toilet. You can do it anywhere, right? And
right.
The more, because we kind of resent the money that we want because we don't have it. But again, guys, the past or where you're at in this moment has nothing to do with what you want to create. The past or what you have in this moment, you've created from old belief systems that have not served your creation. So you got to shift those first and bring yourself into alignment with loving what you want.
Okay.
Okay. And so it is. All right, baby. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. I love it. All right, guys. Boy, again, we could, you know. Anyway, we're done. I got to get off. I'm over now. Please, I am asking you, the channel is asking you, join us for this webinar. Join us for this webinar because when you are in alignment, creation happens exponentially. So we want to make sure, and believe me, there's information they've given me that I went, what? And then they explained it, and it's awesome. I love you guys. I love you. And until we meet again, say it with me. I love me. I love me. I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.